I'm so much more comfortable collecting real estate than I am collecting other stuff.
Welcome to Collecting Real Estate. This is a podcast where we discuss the collections that real estate investors have built and dive into the stories, habits, and decisions that got them to where they are. My name is Stephen Peirce. Unfortunately, my co-host Bill Hamill is not joining me today, but instead, my guest is Ryan Zeiser.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on the show. So, Ryan, you recently purchased a villa in Puerto Rico, is that correct?
I don't know if I'd call it a villa, but yeah, we just purchased a house out here in Puerto Rico. It's a main house and a guest house.
I've seen pictures. This looks to me like a villa.
Well, it's definitely meant to be attractive for vacationers and stuff like that. It's visually appealing, to say the least. But yeah, we're just happy to be moved in. It was a hell of a process closing on it. We were in closing for 6 months, so still getting used to it, making it feel like home. We've only been living here for about 60 days now, so.
So you're using this as an Airbnb rental, correct?
So yeah, so it's our primary residence, but the guest house we are going to be putting on Airbnb and renting out. So that was kind of the appeal for us. You know, we got a place to live, saving money on rent, but the upside on the Airbnb income is pretty high. So we're hoping that we can still profit despite us living here.
Now, why did you pick Puerto Rico?
So I've been down here since 2018. Being from New York, the warm weather was certainly appealing, but there's also some pretty substantial tax incentives. So that was what brought my attention to Puerto Rico originally. And after living here for a couple years, I see a lot of potential in the island. Obviously they were hit pretty hard by Hurricane Maria and then the earthquakes, but that doesn't take away the fact that it's an amazing vacation place. With the tax incentives, it's attractive to investors. So we see a lot of upside, and that just kind of made us pull the trigger.
Okay, so you'd been in Puerto Rico for a couple of years. You decided it was time to purchase your own primary residence. Can you walk me through the process of starting to look for a home up until the closing and where you are today?
Yeah, so this is something that I had on my mind for a while. We were pretty close on a few properties, actually, right before COVID hit. And then once COVID hit, I kind of took a step back, waited for things to settle out. And then, in January of this year, we really started looking pretty heavily. And we were pretty deep in discussions on another property that, we felt it was the one. It was a matter of like $10,000 that we were kind of negotiating. And then one day we call and it was under contract with someone else after having been on the market for like a year and a half. So that definitely took us by surprise. So then from there we kind of shifted gears and started looking elsewhere. And we quickly realized that the market was going nuts. And everything we reached out to, probably 40 properties over the course of a week, was under contract. And so we knew something was going on. So then we kind of regrouped, realized, okay, we're not going to have the negotiating power that we would like. And when we see something we like, we got to jump on it. But at the same time, we want to make sure we don't get in over our heads or fall in love with the deal. So this one came along. We really liked it. We ran the numbers. It looked good. And we pulled the trigger. So, fortunately, it all worked out, but it was a little precarious there for a minute.
I like the message in there that there's always another one. I feel like it's so easy to get emotionally attached to properties in this business.
Yeah.
But if you wait, you'll find another one, and chances are it'll be better in the long run.
Something that my dad's told me since a young age is don't fall in love with the deal, whether it's real estate or, I've done a lot of buying and selling products and something like that as well. There's always another deal out there, so, if it falls through for some reason, don't be discouraged. Just move on to the next and don't, overreach just because you're emotionally connected.
Yeah, strong message there. Now, for anyone listening, Ryan and I are friends from back to middle school. So we've talked about this deal off the air. You've had some interesting dilemmas with the lending, right? It took a while to get this to completely get approved by the mortgage. Can you talk about that for a little bit?
Yeah. So, like I said, we were under contract for like 6 months. It was quite the process. Our biggest issue came down to the appraisal. In Puerto Rico, it's hard to find comparisons because, you can have a $1 million home next to a $50,000 home. So that can be a little bit tricky. And also everything here moves on island time, like we like to call it. So it's just a little bit slower. So it took them, I think, 6 weeks just to get the appraisal done. And then it came in like $100,000 under sale price. So that was a scary moment. So then we kind of, again, had to regroup and look at our options. And, we discussed owner financing. We discussed bringing in an extra partner. And ultimately, we were able to work it out. So, it was just a matter of getting creative and working through that process. But, it's very different down here. Appraisals are tough and banks are slow. So it's just all part of the process.
Would you say after going through this experience that there is room in the market for a lender that could work with U.S. investors that want a quicker process?
Yeah, absolutely. Like right now, almost no sellers are accepting financed offers. Everything has to be cash. We were actually really lucky that the sellers accepted a financed offer and worked with us. We extended the option to purchase twice. So we were really lucky in that regard. But right now, it's tough. If you could come in here and be kind of a sprint lender, move quickly, get things closed in even 60 days, I think you'd make a killing in this market, and it would actually have a really positive impact as well. I definitely think there's room in the market for a lender such as that.
Seems like an interesting opportunity there. Can you talk about what your plans are going forward as far as real estate investing, especially in Puerto Rico?
Yeah, absolutely. There's kind of like they say, your first million is always the hardest. I think the first property is the hardest. There's going to be the biggest learning curve. So now that we've got the first one under our belt, we're still going to have to get used to everything that comes with home ownership and renting and all that. So we're going to, take it slow, probably take 6 months to a year and get really comfortable with what we have right now. And then the goal would be to build out a portfolio. I've always liked the idea of having a portfolio of Airbnb properties because, it's basically like having a bunch of vacation homes that you can live in when they're not filled. And you can have 50% occupancy and still make a ton of money. So that's probably going to be a long-term plan, but I also want to mix in some more stable income with some, standard apartment rentals and stuff like that. So it's really going to be leveraging this first one, probably do a cash out refinance at some point, and then use that to get into the next.
Are you looking for anything right now? Anyone can help you with anything as far as what you need to move forward with those goals?
Yeah, so I've been discussing with some other investors. There's a pretty good pipeline of properties down here in Puerto Rico, and right now we've got a lot of cash tied up in this property, but I'd be more than willing to work with some other investors, kind of bring them deals and partner on those. We recently just came across an apartment in San Juan. So right now where we are is more in the rainforest. It's kind of remote, but more desirable location for vacationers. San Juan is more of a high volume rental area for whether you want to live there or vacation. So we came across one that's it's currently a one bedroom, but could easily be converted to two. It was a pretty solid cash flow, probably about 50% above what your expenses would be. At the time, don't have the cash to make it happen. But deals like that come along pretty often. Working with investors in that way would be definitely a good step forward. And the other exciting thing about Puerto Rico is that 98% of Puerto Rico is an opportunity zone. So what that means is if you have capital gains in the mainland, and right now a lot of people do because the markets are really up, you can roll those into a property in Puerto Rico and defer the capital gains taxes on those for about 5 years, if not more, and pay no capital gains on any gains you make from that investment. So that's really attractive to investors. There's opportunity zones all throughout the United States. but most of the time they're not so great areas. Puerto Rico happens to be a really nice island. That's also an opportunity zone. So I think that's, you know, a huge place in the market for investors to come in and really make an impact.
You've gotten some work done on your property. How did that process go?
Yeah, so we're still in the middle of that right now. You know, we're having a two-bedroom addition put on, and it's been going well. We're on the last leg of it, probably a week or two until it'll be finished. First time managing a construction project, so definitely a learning curve there, especially when there's also a language barrier involved. But so far, so good. And, you know, this work is going to not only allow us to, you know, move. There's four of us living here, so it'll allow us all to live in the main house and, again, rent out that guest house. But also, it's going to bring some added value to the house. Like I said, it appraised under sale price. So we think that adding these two bedrooms is going to bring it up a tier as far as appraisals go, and, you know, present us an opportunity to do some sort of refinancing and capture some value that way, maybe pull out some cash. So we're excited about it and ready for it to be done, because it's certainly loud in here when you're working from home.
Yeah, adding some bedrooms and getting some rental income will certainly increase the value. So we're going to wrap this one up. We have three conclusion questions, because they say to have a collection of something, you have to have three of them. So here are our collection of questions. First one is, what's one real estate goal that you have for the next year?
For the next year, which would be to achieve stability with this property, you know, solid occupancy rate, solid monthly net income, and building up some strong reviews.
That's a good goal. How about one personal goal outside of real estate and business for the next year?
One personal goal. I think a personal goal would be to, you know, be more, I think I want to say this. Yeah, one personal goal I would have would be to be more satisfied with where I'm at and enjoy the process instead of, you know, getting caught up in the long-term goals. Obviously, it's great to have goals, but, you know, you really should enjoy the journey along the way, and it can be easy to lose sight of that. So I definitely want to, you know, catch myself at times when I'm getting stressed out or something like that, and kind of take a step back and look like, all right, you're on the right path here, you know.
Absolutely. I think anyone that dreams big struggles with that. And I usually give the guests these questions ahead of time, but being a friend, I thought I'd just ask them on the fly for you. So for the last one, what's something that the two of us and any listeners can do to help you moving forward?
Help me? I would say just connecting me with anyone in the real estate network. You know, I'm kind of doing this off the cuff, learning as I go, and you know, a mentor. And I have a mentor in my business that's been super valuable to me, and I really appreciate all he's done for me. So having a mentor in real estate would be, you know, a huge, huge value, and kind of help me shorten that learning curve. But also, you know, could be a potential investor or partner as well. So just networking within the space is really what I'm trying to do right now. And I welcome connections with anyone. So
where can people find you or reach out to?
Yeah, so I'm on LinkedIn, Ryan Zeiser, Zeiser. And then we have an Instagram for our Airbnb called Panchos Paradise, PANCHOS Paradise. So that's where you can find me and the Airbnb.
All right, well, thanks for being on the show, Ryan.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.